We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien with our weekly three and out, three topics, and we hit them all. But before we do that, who do you like, Jeff? AFC, NFC championship games. I'm going with the Niners and the Chiefs. Who do you like?
I think that's probably the smart pick. I wouldn't mind seeing the Lions knock off San Francisco. I don't think they can. I think that the Packers had the best shot. I don't think the Lions defense is as good as what Green Bay played on Saturday.
I agree.
And that when the Niners are at home, especially this time of year when it's rainy and muddy, they can be really tough.
Yeah, but I think Brock Purdy needs a dry game for him to really excel, and they need Deebo Samuel back.
Yeah, but my sentimentally, I would love to see the Lions because they've never been to the Super Bowl before. But I think you're right. I think it's going to be Niners and Chiefs again.
I got no problem with it. All right, here's our three and out. Let's start out with we've got a Republican pushing for gambling, and not that I have any clout, but I've been pushing for it. Many of us have been pushing for it for years because it could help. I was about to say it could help fund some things, but it won't because our legislature and our governor will just take the money and squander it.
Well, my concern here, Bob, and I think this, and it's Jeremy Miller, the Republican senator who used to be the majority leader before the Republicans lost control of the Senate here in Minnesota.
Yep.
Which begs the question, why didn't he bring this up when they were in control? But I think there's a reason for it. You know, Republicans, you know, don't like anything gambling. So they don't. So the answer is no all the time until, you know, now we have the DFL in charge. And I think part of what he's doing is twofold. It's trying to get out ahead of, I remember there was a bill last session that didn't move anywhere because of everything else they were doing, where they were essentially going to hand sports betting over to the tribes because the DFL, that's one of their big political constituencies, is the Native American tribes.
Yep.
in Minnesota. And they were just going to hand it over to them as one more part of their gambling monopoly. So I think what Senator Miller is trying to do is offer an alternative to that to get a discussion going and maybe get some public support for not just doing that, right? The other thing that this, as I understand this bill contains, is trying to roll back some of the changes that the legislature made this last year to the e-pull tabs, which have pretty much decimated the e-pull tabs. And of course, as you know, Bob, a lot of those e-pull tabs fund a lot of charitable organizations.
Yes.
In Minnesota. And so I think that's probably the larger thrust of it, the sports betting just put in there to get a discussion going. I hope they really, my perfect view is they don't do anything until, the next, after the election, hopefully, somehow by some miracle, the Republicans take over the state house trifecta anymore.
Well,
but I'm worried that that's not going to be the case. And I'm worried that they're going to end up just handing over sports betting to the tribes and that they're going to, they're just going to leave the poll tabs the way they did last session.
So giving up the state flag wasn't enough. They want to. Of course, it's never enough. You're right. All right.
Right.
Let's move on to Benson, which is tied in, right? Benson's wants to rebrand.
Related to this, and full disclosure, my father hails from Benson, so I'm familiar with the town and the Benson Braves. And he always tells me when the first time they ever talked about changing the mascots, he noted that the Benson mascot previously to the Braves was the Plowboys. So I don't know if that's what they're going to do, if they're going to go back to the Benson Plowboys or not. I think that's like a amateur baseball team name out there now. But anyway, so Benson, the legislature passed this no more Native American nicknames for any high school sports teams. I think that the only one that may have an exemption from this right now is War Road, because we've talked about that before. There's a unique situation there. But the Benson has said, okay, so you want us to change everything and, take down these logos and that? Where's the check?
Good for them.
This is going to cost us $1 million. Where's the money to fund this? And, you probably appreciate this, Bob, being on the school board. The legislature loves to pass unfunded mandates. In a way, this is kind of an unfunded mandate.
That's a great point.
Change your nickname, change your mascot. Oh, but there's no money for it. So, again, another one of these laws that came out of, I would say that the tribe's political clout is at an all-time high in the modern era. I mean, that's what you mentioned, the flag. That's part of it too. The flag change and the seal change was all part of, you know what, this Jeff? Whole movement.
Here, and I've brought this up a few times, and this is what needs to be done. There are wealthy tribes that have casinos and that flourish, like the Middle Wakaton. Yep. And then there's tribes like Red Lake. I mean, there's poverty. Why isn't the state forcing these well-off tribes to share the wealth? That's a very progressive thing for them. You know, that's what they love.
I know, but legally they're sovereign. As I understand, Red Lake is doing pretty well selling cannabis right now. So
okay, well then, but there's others that aren't. And the other thing is, why not then get if they're doing it for the tribes and the tribes want it, why don't they pay these school districts to change it and to help them out if it's going to put them in a hole?
Right. I agree. I think if they're going to you can't impose, school budgets are already strapped. So you're now going to, by passing this on without any funding behind it, I mean, Lord knows they had enough money to be spending this session. They could have thrown a little bit to do this if this was such an important thing. So I think I support what Benson's asking for. I'm with them. I think they should get paid by the state if they're going to have to do this.
And Jeff, every school district is dealing with different issues. I mean, our school district in Buffalo, we are in better shape than many, but we're facing layoffs because we have about almost 600 fewer kids than we had several years ago. Well, that ties to money because the state does give you, for us, it's about $7,500 a kid. So that's a lot of money that is no longer coming into the district. So it's tough for these all districts to manage. And then to throw this on top for Benson, it's absurd. Now, let's switch over to item number 3, Sports Illustrated. I was worried about our friend who's on with us every Thursday, John Plume, managing editor of NFL content for Sports Illustrated. He sent me a text saying he's fine. It's not like Sports Illustrated completely ceases to exist. They'll probably come back in another form or someone else will buy them. But it's still, we all grew up, well, not all of us, but those of us who were 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, reading Sports Illustrated.
Yep, I've got a number of all the times it was a big deal when anything Minnesotan would be on the cover, and I probably have most of those issues still. My very first one, I posted this on Facebook and Instagram over the weekend. My very first Sports Illustrated that I ever received was my parents got the one, my dad bought the one when Kent Herbeck was on it as a rookie. It was his rookie sensation, Kent Herbeck of the Terrible Twins, and I ultimately had him autograph and put 87-91 champs. I thought that was fun to do, to a nice juxtaposition. But, you know, we all remember getting those issues with Sports Illustrated. But I think, you know, obviously in the digital age, it's become a relic. And when I look at where I get my sports content besides the local outlets like the Star Tribune and the Pioneer Press, I go to The Athletic. You know, I have a subscription to The Athletic, and I read a lot of stuff on there. Or you catch it on Twitter and someone's posting an article. It's just not a big thing where there's other news, magazines that have gone digital.
There's alternatives.
One of them too, I think it's just the way that everything is going and our technology. It's just sad though, because it is still, I'm one of those still, my wife and I, we still like to have, hard copies of books rather than, the audio books online.
Never done an audio book at all. Well, we'll see how this plays out. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Jeff O'Brien.